Yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we are back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show. I would like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario, on the shores of the St. Lawrence River. Also being heard over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston in the Limestone City of Ontario, Canada. And we are also being heard over internet radio through the Durham County of Oshawa and the Greater Toronto Area through www.oshawarocks.com. With that all mentioned, I would also like to remind y'all that we do have a YouTube channel as well called Way Back with Johnny. I would like to start the second hour of the program today with a double feature of a man who celebrated, yes, his 79th birthday this past week, Mr. John Conley, also forever remembered as the Common Man or Rose-Colored Glasses Man. With that, I would like to send our happiest of 79th birthdays out to John down there in Tennessee and celebrate his birthday on the 11th of August with a couple of classics. First of all, we're going to hear an all-time favorite titled Friday Night Blues, then we'll follow with Backside of 30. So here now is our salute to the Common Man of country music, and yes, happy 79th birthday, John Conley.
He's been working all week, he's got mental fatigue, and that old couch sure looks fine. All week he's been gone, she's been sitting alone, slowly going out of her mind. As he kicks off his shoes for the 6 o'clock news, she's getting all prettied up. Oh, she's wanting to boogie, he wants to lay there, she's got the Friday night blues. Oh, those Friday night blues, they get in your shoes and they work to get you down. Oh, but there ain't a lady that I ever knew who didn't need her a night on the town. But the hills and the bills and a week full of deals has got him. Oh, there once was a time she was top of the line, her nights like teenage dreams. Now it's operas at noon, dancing round with her broom, talking to the washing machine. Oh, the girl down the street says her husband is neat and makes it sound so true. Now she's feeling lonely, thinks she's the only one with the Friday night blues. Oh, those Friday night blues, they get in your shoes and they work to get you down. Oh, but there ain't a lady that I ever knew who didn't need her a night on the town. But the hills and the bills and the week full of deals has got him. Making money at 30 with a wife and a son. Then a short 5 years later, it all comes undone. She's gone back to mama with the boy by her side. Now I'm wine drunk and running with them on my mind. I'm on the backside of 30 and back on my own. An empty apartment don't feel like a home. On the backside of 30, the short side. It's dawn Monday morning, and I just called in sick. I skipped work last Friday to drink this month's rent. And when my friends ask me, I tell them I'm fine, but my eyes tell a story. Short side of time, back on the bottom with no hill to climb.
Yes, friends, following those classics by Mr. John Conley, who celebrated his 79th birthday this past week, we are back here once again, and it's that time to salute a very special member of our morning team as we welcome Simbush the Wonder Husky to our program. I'd like to salute a collection of songs by Miss Rose Maddox, who would have turned 100 years old this past Friday. On the 15th of August, in 1925, she was born. And if she was still here, yes, she would have been 100 years old. With that mentioned, Simbush has her collection of favorites by Miss Rose Maddox. First, we'll hear Footprints in the Snow. Then we'll follow with another classic from the Rose Maddox Bluegrass album called Down, Down, Down. And we'll wrap up with another all-time favorite titled Bottom of the Glass, which is not so much a bluegrass favorite as it is a true hardcore country favorite. And then if there's enough time, Simbush has a fourth selection here today with Tennessee Mountain Home, which is of course a Dolly Parton favorite. With that, I'd like to welcome y'all in and also thank Simbush for her contribution to today's program. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Some folks like the summertime when they can walk about. Strolling through the meadow green, it's pleasant, there's no doubt. But just give me the wintertime when the snow is on the ground. For he found me when the snow was on the ground. He traced my little footprints in the snow. He found my little footprints in the snow, Lord. I bless that happy day. Found me when the snow's on the ground. He dropped in to see me. There was a big round moon. Mother said I just stepped out, I'd be returning soon. He found my little footprints, he traced them through the snow. He found me when the snow's on the ground. He traced my little footprints in the snow. He found my little footprints in the snow, Lord. I bless that happy day when I didn't lose my way. He found me when the snow was on the ground. Thank you. He's up in heaven, he's with an angel band. I know I'm going to meet him in that happy land. But every time the snow falls, it brings back memories. He found me when the snow's on the ground. He traced my little footprints in the snow. He found my little footprints in the snow, Lord. I bless that happy day.
Bye. tomorrow. The whole world looks better through the bottom of a glass. Yeah, the whole world looks better through the bottom of a glass. Summer afternoon, on a straight back chair on two legs, leaned against the wall. Watch the kids a playing with June bugs on a string, and catch the glowing fireflies when evening shadows fall. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets singing. Honeysuckle vines cling to the fence along the lane. Their fragrance makes the summer wind so sweet. And on a distant hilltop, an eagle spreads its wings, and a songbird on a fence post sings a melody. Sunday with the one you love, just laughing, talking, making future plans. And when the folks aren't looking, you might steal a kiss or two, just sitting on the porch swing holding hands. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, mama's singing in the sweet by and by.
Smoky Mountain memories about my home in Tennessee.
Hello, friends. This is Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers. You're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, here on the way back. Hey, we appreciate it.
May God bless each one of you.
Misty-eyed, they cling to me, my Smoky Mountain memories.
Well, yes, friends, following Simbush's top favorites there, we are back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show, and it's once again that time to salute the great Canadian Northern gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. With that mentioned, let's remember one of the unsung heroes of Canadian country music, June Pascher, and a song called Paper Roses. Then we'll follow with a song by none other than another unsung hero of the Canadian troubadours, and that, of course, is Chef Adams, and a song called The Moment You're Gone. And we'll wrap up the selection with none other than another, yes, all-time favorite pioneer of the Canadian country music, that of course will be Smiley Bates, and a song simply titled Teardrops at Midnight. With that, I would like to share that these are all truly Canadian icons in country music. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening here on the Way Back with Johnny Show.
Tender looks that I mistook for love. So take away the flowers that you gave me, and send the kind that you remind me of. Paper roses, paper roses. Oh, how real roses seem to be, but they're only imitation.
Who's gonna fill them and ease all the pain. I know they would never fit no one the same as the princess who owned them and once shared my name. Teardrops at midnight, Cinderella's gone home. The world seems so empty and I'm so alone. The four walls around me keep saying she's gone. Now there'll be teardrops from midnight till dawn. Teardrops at midnight, Cinderella's gone home. The world seems so empty and I'm so alone. The four walls around me keep saying she's gone. Now there'll be teardrops from midnight.
I'm eastbound 401. I wanna rise with the morning sun. Three big cities, no place for me. Down east country's where I wanna be.
Hello, this is Eddie Eastman, singer of Eastbound 401. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back with Johnny. I hope you're enjoying the show.
Eastbound 401.
With that, friends, we would like to welcome you all back in, and it's once again that time in the program to welcome a very special member of our morning team, and this, of course, is the smallest member of our morning team. However, she may be small, but she sure makes it up with a giant personality. That, of course, is none other than our good friend, Gunny the Dash Hound. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to Gunny's top favorites here this morning, with a collection of favorites by none other than Rose Maddox. First, we'll hear an all-time favorite by Rose titled The Philadelphia Lawyer. Then we'll follow with Curly Joe. And we'll wrap up with none other than A Beggar to a Queen. And yes, if there's enough time, we may just get on Silver Threads and Golden Needles. With that, I would like to thank Little Gunny for her contribution to today's program. And welcome you all into the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Way out in Reno, Nevada, where romance blooms and fades, a great Philadelphia lawyer was in love with a Hollywood maid. Come love and we will wander down where the lights are bright. I'll win you a divorce from your husband and we can get married tonight. While gun-toting cowboy, 10 notches were carved in his gun. All the boys around Reno left Wild Bill's maiden alone. One night was returning from riding the range in the cold, he dreamed of his Hollywood sweetheart. Her love was as lasting as gold.
a shadow he saw on the shade. 'Twas the great Philadelphia lawyer making love to Bill's Hollywood maid. The night was as still as the desert, the moon hanging high overhead. Bill listened a while to the lawyer. He could hear every word that he said. Your hands are so pretty and lovely, your form so rare and divine. Come go with me to the city and leave this wild cowboy behind. Tonight back in old Pennsylvania, among those beautiful pines, there's one less Philadelphia. Park one evening as the sun was sinking low. When I asked him what they called him, he smiled and said, I'm Curly Joe. Yes, his hair was dark and curly, and his eyes could not go. Now all that's left are dreams and memories of my darling Curly Joe. Yes, his hair was dark and curly, and his eyes were all aglow. In my dreams Joe. I had sunk as low as one can go. The world had turned me down. Me up and you kissed me sweet. You changed a beggar into a queen. Yes, you took. Yes, you picked me.
up and you kissed me sweet. You changed a beggar into a queen. I had walked the streets with head bowed low. The sun for me would never shine. Then you came along into my life and changed a beggar into a queen. Yes, you took the rags from off of my back and you placed a crown on my head. Yes, you picked me up and you kissed me sweet. You changed a beggar into a queen. I don't want your lonely mansion with a tear in every room. All I want the love you promised beneath the halo moon. But you think I should be happy with your money and your name, while you play your cheating game. Silver threads and golden needles cannot mend this heart of mine, and I dare not drown my sorrow in the warm glow of your wine. But you think I should be happy with your money and your name, and hide myself in sorrow while you play your cheating game. I dare not drown my sorrow in the warm glow of your wine. You can't buy my love with money, for I never was that kind. Silver threads and golden needles cannot mend this heart of mine. Silver threads and golden needles cannot mend this heart of mine.
You gotta keep those cards coming in, honey.
Howdy, friends, listeners. This here is your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. And I'd like to invite y'all, my listeners, to write yours truly, Johnny Woodlock, as well as Sim Bush and also Little Gunny. Here at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios. Have you ever had a thought or a message for us about this program you hear weekly? If so, we would love to hear from you. So write to us at our email address at waybackwoodlock@gmail.com and we'll be sure to write you back. In the meantime, back to the show, friends, and happy listening.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
Now, friends, I would like to pay tribute to a very special piece of audio taken off the world-famous Grand Ole Opry from February 19th of 1949. Now, it is much debate that the first and only appearance on the Grand Ole Opry of Rose Maddox and her brothers, the Maddox brothers, was on February 19th of 1949, and they were never asked back onto the Grand Ole Opry because of certain details. Now, with that mentioned, Rose Maddox herself would go on and appear on the Grand Opera many times after. But the Maddox Brothers, of course, disbanded in 1957, and therefore they only appeared on the Grand Opera one time and one time only, on February the 19th of 1949. Now, I have found audio from that archived Opry performance, and I would like to play it next as our special highlight to the Grand Ole Opry's 100th anniversary, which is this year, first forming in November 1925, and until the end of November, we will be paying tribute to once a week Opry segments out of the past. With that, here we go with a classic by none other than Maddox Brothers and Rose, and their gospel favorite, titled Gathering Flowers for the Master's Bouquet. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Well, we're always kind of on our best behavior whenever we hear folks, have folks coming to visit with us for the first time here on Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry. And tonight, we're each and every one of us in our best bib and tucker because we got us some wonderful entertainers all the way from Modesto, California. That's way out in the west there. They think so much of them out there in California that the local radio station is carrying our radio program tonight. Folks, give a great big Prince Albert hello to one of the most popular recording and radio groups in the country, the Maddox Brothers and Rose. Well, Rose, you're the prettiest one of the bunch.
Thank you.
So you tell us what you and the boys have cooked up for your first PA appearance here.
Well, we're going to do one that everybody's asking for, Ed, and it's flowers for the master's bouquet.
Yes, sir. Pretty one.
Loved ones are passing easy and in charge.
Y'all to hear the Maddox Brothers and Rose again. If you don't mind, I'd like to have them do a song that I especially like, written by our own Wally Fowler, called I Couldn't Believe It Was True.
Call my name.
Well, yes, friends, that was the entire set that the legendary Maddox Brothers did in 1949 on the Grand Ole Opry. Now, before we send us into the third and final hour of this morning's program, I would like to play tribute and pay tribute to one of the recordings I found of Miss Rose Maddox herself as a solo artist on the Grand Ole Opry. This was much later into her career. I'd say about between 1949 and 1960. I approximately put it about 1957. And this is, of course, Rose Maddox and her version of the old Carter Family song called Hummingbird. With that, let's go back to the Grand Ole Opry now and hear this all-time recording. Welcome in, friends.
You know, our guest tonight is in all the way from Hollywood, California, and she's bringing over some of the fine Columbia record songs that have made her popular with country music folks for all these years. So let's have a real Grand Ole Opry welcome for Miss Rose Maddox. Oh, Rosie, honey, it's always fine to have you with us here at the Opry.
Thank you, Ernest. It's a pleasure to be here tonight.
By the way, what all have you been doing here lately?
Well, just making a few phonograph records and making personal appearances with the Maddox Brothers and Rose over the country.
I know you have been quite busy, Rosie, and we're so glad to have you, honey. I know all the folks are waiting for one of your fine songs.
Well, how about a little bit of Hummingbird?
That's a good one, yes, sir.
Hummingbird, Hummingbird should be your name. Too restless, too subtle, too wild, too tame. Too restless, too subtle, too wild, too tame. Hummingbird, Hummingbird should be your name. Hummingbird, Hummingbird, winging along. No tender young blossom can hold you for long. No tender young blossom can hold you for long. Hummingbird, Hummingbird, winging along. You'd hug me and kiss me like others I've known. You'd cross to love me and call me your own. Shattered apart by the hum, hum of your hummingbird heart. Hummingbird, hummingbird, feathered so fine. If I clipped your wings, it would not make you mine. If I clipped your wings, it would not make you mine. Hummingbird, hummingbird, feathered so fine. Hummingbird, hummingbird, fly right on by. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Hummingbird, hummingbird, fly right on by. I'd rather be lonely, I'd rather be brave. Yes, I'd rather spend my whole life without you than feather a nest to be shattered apart by the hum, hum of your hummingbird heart. By the hum, hum of your hummingbird heart.
Well, yes, friends, following those classic Opry performances by Rose Maddox, we are once again back here, and it's that time to send us into the third and final hour of this weekend's program. With that mentioned, I would like to salute a few sacred gospel songs. First, we'll hear from Merle Haggard and his one-time wife, Bonnie Owens, and their version of Wait a Little Longer, Please Jesus. Then we'll hear from Miss Kitty Wells, the true and undisputed queen of country music, with a song called Paul's Ministry. And then we'll send us into the very top of the third and final hour with Miss Rose Maddox again, and a song simply titled Drifting Too Far from the Shore. With that, I hope to talk to you on the other side of the 10 o'clock hour and say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Here the labor is so hard, and the workers they are tired, and our weary hearts are yearning for a rest. And I find we're getting anxious to be in that happy home where we'll receive such peace and happiness. But wait a little longer, please, Jesus. There are so many wandering out in sin. Just a little longer, please, Jesus. A few more days to get our loved ones in. Families scattered here and there, and oh Lord, we love them dear. Maybe we can help them find a way. But if waiting is a cost, dear oh Lord, they might be lost. And that's the only reason why we say, wait a little longer, please, Jesus. There are so many wandering out in sin. Just a little longer, please, Jesus. A few more days to get our loved ones in. A few more days to get our loved ones in.
Brother Paul, the Lord in the sky
and open your eyes. I'll send you to the Gentiles. I'll send you to Rome. But Paul, you must suffer till I call you home. You'll sleep in the desert. You'll be wrecked out at sea. But keep right on preaching my gospel for me.
Out on the perilous deep, where dangers silently creep, and storms so violently sweep, you're drifting too far from the shore, drifting too far from the shore. Far from the shore, come to Jesus today. Let him show you the way. You're drifting too far from the shore. Today the tempest rolls high, and clouds o'ershadow the sky. Sure death is hovering nigh. You're drifting too far from the shore, drifting too far from the shore. You're drifting too far from the shore. Come to Jesus today. Let him show you the way. You're drifting too far from the shore. Shore, you're drifting too far from the shore. Come to Jesus today, let him show you the way. You're drifting too far from the shore. He said it really has been nice being, but I'm afraid that I've got to leave.
Hi, everybody. This is Jeannie Seeley with the Grand Ole Opry. I just want to thank you for listening to my buddy Johnny Woodlock. We're way back country, and we like it that way.
Life of a rodeo cowboy, and that's the only life I know.